True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is where we do the stories of the day. It's news or...
News.
No!
Decide this is news or nope.
News or nope. Nobody's using any nopes this week, right?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Aaron, didn't you use one on Aaron yesterday?
No, I thought
you?
About it, but I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it. Okay. I don't remember what she was doing that was annoying, but I decided to let it slide.
I was just here.
Hold on. Good evening.
Breathing. Oh. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to go first because there's some sad news.
Oh, no.
Robert Redford has passed away. He was 89 at his home in Sundance, Utah. He's iconic. And I remember, for me personally, I remember watching The Great Gatsby, I think it was, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I'd seen an old movie where I was like, that guy's cool. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be... It wasn't just like, oh, this is old.
Yeah, in a lot of old movies, because I do like, hey,
yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, I'm going to give you one knuckle sandwich.
Right.
Hey?
And I love It's a Wonderful Life. I love that movie, but I don't really want to be George Bailey. Like,
he
seems old. He seems
right.
Old-timey. But Robert Redford was like...
In that movie? And by doing a new Great Gatsby, what a swing and a miss. Man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He was living in Sundance?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's where he lives, because that was like...
I got to go there last year.
Oh,
you did?
That is the most magnificent resort. Yeah, my dad and my stepmom came to town and wanted to go there. And
wow.
So we got to stay there, and you have these little cabins and everything. It's like a village.
That was his.
It was, I know. It was so cool. My dad's like a movie history guy.
Oh,
so.
Cool.
I mean, do you guys, I'm not trying to be weird or make myself seem old. Does everybody in the room know something of him? I'm kind of shocked you knew Great Gatsby.
I wouldn't say, I don't know if I've seen a movie of it.
Like, The Sting is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I don't think I know that
one. I don't know that one, no.
But you have to watch it. It's like,
okay.
It's about con men. It's like the original Focus, if you liked
the All the President's Men. Is he in that? He's the journalist.
Yes. Yes,
right,
he's Bob Woodford.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
Woodward.
I mean, he's just such,
Woodford is
such
a, bourbon.
A handsome guy.
It sure is.
And then what's the other one? He's in Sneakers. It's like a hacker kind of movie. He's in.
Oh, okay.
He's in. Oh, my God. You guys, just go watch a Robert.
Yeah, Butch Cassidy in the Sundance.
Butch Cassidy. Yes. Oh, my God. With what's his bucket? Salad dressing guy.
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, yeah. Yeah, so right. 89. That's a good number. That's what I'm
Did
always
he actually, okay, I'm learning so much today. I saw The Great Gatsby in high school. That's it. I didn't realize Sundance was a real place.
It
yeah,
is.
The Sundance Film Festival.
And you're
is,
telling me oh. that Paul Newman is associated with the dressing that's the same, or are
yes,
they
Paul Newman, Newman's yeah. own dressings
what?
Were Paul Newman's dressings.
Yeah. It's got his picture's on it. That's new Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Also, for the record, the Sundance Film Festival was always held in Park City, which is not where Sundance is, and it's moving to Boulder.
It is?
What? No way.
I think starting.
That makes zero sense.
Next year.
Huh.
Okay. Back to Paul Newman, because we are just off the rails.
Sure.
What's the role you know him from the most?
I don't know if I know him in anything.
You do.
Does he eat a lot of salad?
No, he's the old car in Cars. He's the he's the judge. He's the judge. He's the blue car, Hudson Hornet.
Mm.
The one who teaches him how to race.
Yes. Oh my God. The may I apologize to the listeners of this show for the uncultured swine.
You hired us.
I didn't hire any. I'm not the boss.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I've got some positive news.
Oh, good, because Tia really brought the mood down.
100 days until Christmas!
I'm going to lose it with her. 100 days is a third of, almost, of the year.
Yeah, it's like...
Better start like, getting your shopping done.
No!
Aaron, do you understand that it is not yet fall? We still have like 5 days... Tell the
true.
So you can't talk about the winter holiday because winter starts on December 21st. That holiday is after that. So we are two seasons away.
But
we
if are you are in tight summer, on a budget no, like me, sometimes you got to spread it out. I got to start Christmas shopping now.
I start Christmas shopping like maybe November 1st.
Okay.
Most likely after
Can I just, can we have a show meeting?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys, this is when we tell the stories. Like the news stories that are happening.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought Robert Redford was good.
Yeah, that was good, Tia. Okay. Yeah.
People need
you.
To know what day it is.
To be fair, we are helping them. Stuck on Paul Newman.
Okay. But so we got to focus a little more.
I informed you.
We're not just doing
Sundance.
Like, oh, it's 300 days till my birthday. Like, what the hell are we doing?
We're pretty close to 6 months from ours. Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to take the show off hold. Okay. And when we go back, we're going to be more professional.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So we'll just pick it up from where we're...
Yeah, pick it up from there. Okay. Aaron's story's over.
Yep.
So let's just... Okay, we can edit this whole thing. Okay.
Good evening.
Yeah. From right there, just before where she said good evening is where you take all that out.
I'll cut it.
I'll give it to you again. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's very serious.
Wait, we're
very
live?
Educated news. Yeah. Keke Palmer. Had a smooch with Hot Ones host... Sean Evans.
No, I love them together.
He admitted on the Chicken Shop Date show. Yeah. I feel like maybe none of this is hitting Slacker the way it should. He admitted on that show.
It's
that girl Amelia. She sits down, she has a date with celebrities and she asks them questions and they eat chicken.
Okay.
But on that show, she asked, have you ever had a crush on one of your show's guests? Okay. And he admitted he had a crush on Keke Palmer and he thinks she's so charismatic. So she went on the Hot Ones show for
after
the third
hearing
time.
That?
Yeah, on the show for the third time.
No. That's so much pressure.
Said, there's one more thing I'd like to say, Sean. I saw an interview where you said I was your favorite guest and all this really sweet stuff. And I know we've just had some wings. So they just had the crazy hot sauce. And I thought maybe we could have a quick smooch to see if there's a spark. And allegedly, there was a spark.
Like they kissed.
They kissed on screen.
I hate this.
Why?
This. The same thing happened to me. I've told you the story before. There was a girl in college I had a crush on.
What are you doing?
And one of my friends who was also a girl knew that I had a crush on this girl. So she went and told her. The girl I had a crush on comes over and goes, hey, T-Hack. Kisses me on the cheek and just walks away. And my friend came over like,
you're right. It's devastating. How's when you're
pretty good, huh? Yep. I'm like,
that's
no,
not cool.
Yeah. No,
it's not cool.
That's terrible.
It's not the same.
I'm a joke.
He probably did it as like, right back at you, buddy.
He did it. He did the Travis Kelce, dude.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's like, I tried to get her a bracelet and she didn't. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Taylor's like, okay, well.
It is the Travis
Kelce. She came back on his show. She didn't have to.
Their Hot Ones episode for her third visit is out now, so you can go watch it.
Right. So before we air this, take out the whole stupid thing you said about your past.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.